A bit of lip balm. Mm.
Let me see that lip balm, actually.
Oh. That was actually, that's like, somebody would be into that.
Do you think so? Do you think there's people that would actually
somebody,
be that?
Somebody could be into that.
Would you think about, like, would you think about, like, mad fetishes?
Honestly, mate, creeps, eh?
Aye, do you think so?
I think, you like what you like.
Aye.
But creeps. Aye. There's a lot of creeps out there.
But would you be like, let them do what they want to do?
I'd be like, saying, man.
Not they, man, cunts on TLC that are like pure love roller coasters and that.
Oh, but like get aroused by roller
like
coasters.
Pure touch it and all that. Now, there's one, have you not seen that TLC thing? We should watch that at one point.
Why did I even put that down there, man? Honestly, that was so stupid, wasn't it? Why did I throw it?
Why?
I just wanted to throw it.
Did
you? You never played ball before. You never just want to throw a shot for.
I mean, I'm just trying to get us a couple extra potatoes.
Hey, you want to give me fucking stick ball? Mate, stick ball, man. Wish I could play that shit.
Wish I knew what that was, mate.
Stick ball sounds like a bit of a peasant game, mate.
Aye. But they might.
You're hitting a ball with a stick, get a bat.
Mate, did you ever, was there ever a thing in your school, in your primary or something, that they brought in all the mad old games? The mad old grannies and that used to play? Like, see, like the mad metal like hoop with a stick and they pure run along with it and all, nothing thought of it. No?
An egg and spoon race,
kinda mate, but it's like a big metal like ring that's like that size, like a hula hoop kinda. Aye. But they've got like a stick that goes with it and they run along with it and all that.
Aye.
Mate, our school ones, they brought in mad old shit like irons that you heat up on the fire and all that.
Which to show like aye. Well you came to it's just,
I mean, the teacher's actually done that. She bang mad, eh?
Mate, see, I've noticed myself saying that a lot more recently, and that's how you know you're getting old, mate.
Aye.
No, when I think you're getting old, man, this is, I feel old when I do this, right? See, when you, there's Joe back in. Welcome Joe, everybody, good to
have,
the show.
Good to have you, Joseph. Good
Joe,
to have you, mate.
Joey. Joe. Oh my god, why do we no call you Joey, mate? Joey G.
Joey G Scan.
Joey G Scan.
Wait, what were you saying?
Oh yeah, I found out what my name actually means in Gaelic.
Tell me.
Aye.
It's herring. It's like salted herring.
What, like the fish?
Like the fish. That's it, by the way.
You are a bit of a salted herring, mate, I would say.
I've always said that about him.
That makes a lot of sense, man.
I've always said that about you, mate. You're a salted herring.
What was I even saying before Joey, Joey G, like, came in?
Back in the day, we say that all the time now, both of us.
No, I feel old. I see when I'm going back somewhere, mate, and I'm like that. See if it's like somebody younger than that, but that used to be a row of soaps there. Aye. No, that, aye. You're like, that's when you know.
That used to be all fields.
Fields, that's it.
All fields, yeah.
Trust me, like, see all the flats, way up the back, that. Fields and steelworks.
Fields. It's just that's all they say.
Aye, mate.
All fields.
Mate, but I'm doing that now. So I feel
I used to be all
none
fields.
None of that. Mate, know what people say.
Chambers,
know what people say, like, that are off of, like, Canberra slang, right? Like, older people that have, like, say they're, like, 60 and that, they always say, like, pure, oh, Canberra slang used to be jumping, man.
Aye.
Like it's aye. Like a mad thing. Like, it used to be brilliant, and aye. Then
you used
like,
to go up the high street and you used to see people, and everybody would be talking.
No, it's mad, but right, this is like, I don't know what this is. This is a mad sort of, don't know what it is, but see in Canberra slang, right, see people that have lived there for years, they always say about the main street, they're like, ah, it's went right downhill and all that. Like, honestly, see when back when I was young, it used to be this and it used to be that, and you hear that all the time. But I remember being young and like going into shops with my mum, like, her buying clothes and that. But aye. you wouldn't, like, there's no shop down there that you would do that in. It's all just...
That's called Death of the High Street, innit?
Death of the High Street, bro.
And it's, like, pure... Exactly that. Like, mate, because I notice it, I know, because see how, like, I've got family, it's in Girvan, right? Mm-hmm. Shout out Marco and Antonio. Marco and Antonio, that's my cousins, mate. Mark, this was meant to be, wasn't it, bro?
This was meant to be, man.
But, aye, like, they stay in Girvan, which is like a wee town in Ayrshire, like, near, like, Stranraer and that. And, the high street there, like, it's still nice and that, it's like a nice seaside town, but this was a pure, like, even when I was younger, there was, like, nae bookies and all that, know aye. What I mean? And it was all, like, own shops, like...
We family run things and
aye,
that.
Aye, mate, aye, that, like, we boutique clay shops aye. And that, and now it's, like...
Good quality and that.
Used to be Woolworths there, I don't know if you remember that.
It's like the, I don't know, like, the world, I feel like the world is just getting faster, faster, faster.
Faster,
like,
do you think?
Because, like, think about it, right? Fast food. Fast food has probably never been consumed more than new than it ever has been, right? Would you say? Probably.
Aye, defo.
Because it's like more fast food opens, more.
Aye.
Aye.
It's a mad thing now that our bodies are used to it and shit.
Yeah, no. That's the real pandemic.
Ah, man.
How funny is it, can't say that about things? No. Aye. That's just a thing, right? They're all about this COVID, innit? What about fucking that Main Street down there?
Mate, it's like
used to be jumping.
It's that things like people that hate COVID not that much that they like start like believing in things that they never used to. Real, it's a real pandemic, homelessness, not that they used to be like, pure arsehole. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
It's shit that like just before this they didn't give a fuck about me.
Aye.
What about? War's not that,
you know? Like, mate, you live in fucking the UK, Camden.
You've never mentioned war in your life, mate.
I mean, what about it? They just name any. It's always on Twitter, but Twitter is a place where people just go to take the moral high ground, innit? Just to, like, look how good a person I am. Am I really against this and this and this?
But, mate, I think that's kind of always happened because, like, cunts had badges, like, Save the Dolphins and all that.
There's not that many badges, bro.
Aye, but what I mean is, they are the people that they know are, like,
how many? What do you think there's many in the world? Tweets or badges?
Oh, tweets, most certainly, bro.
That's my point.
Oh, what about wedges? How many wedges? Oh,
how many wedges,
man,
or how many
wedges?
How many edges or how many wedges? That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Is there
many
edges?
Wedges,
how many
wedges?
How many?
Let's get to the real stuff.
Do you think there's more edges on things or roofs on things?
Edges.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That was a stupid question. Obviously you're
trying to start the new doors versus wheels, bro.
Well, mate, let's start it right, guys. 2022, right? Got to go viral. We're going to go viral, right? What are you thinking? Mere wedges or mere edges?
Like, when you used to get a face, you can still remember.
You can find
out. You can remember shapes in primary when it was like edges, face.
I know, but
what's
listen.
The face? Remember? I don't get that.
Face is like.
Oh, if it's a triangle, like
no, but I'm talking like edge.
Like a roof is a edge. Face. A roof is
edge.
A face.
What, oh, there's edges everywhere.
Is this an edge here?
Oh, it's an edge. It's a curved edge.
Mm. Oh,
but it's an edge, yeah.
So we're talking about what is that called? Tangents or something? Like,
we're talking about tangents, atoms. Talking about
maybe that or maybe that edge.
Well, it would maybe face, wouldn't it?
What does that even mean, man?
Like,
do you mean like
platforms or edges?
That's the face.
Like a flat surface, like the face. Right, the face, I'll give you, I understand. No, because,
no,
like, right, let's go.
Because the grun is a big, massive face.
One, two, three.
Oh, mate, this is actually harder than I imagined it to be. Because I'm like, what's an edge, man? How many edges am I including?
A can's got
one edge, two edges, one face.
No, no, four. A face on the tap, actually.
Three
faces. It's got a face at the tap. Face at the bottom, face
so
that
no,
way, and two edges.
Right.
Only two
no,
edges.
No, but see if you're calling that, this is a good point, right? See if you're calling that can's full curve,
a face,
right? What are you calling that? Like a curved edge? When do you get
it's
to a
edge?
Curved edge?
Oh,
exactly.
Aye.
Like when, what's the radius of the curve?
When does it become an edge?
Aye.
When does a curve become an edge?
That is actually a face that's tiny. It's like,
aye, so you're getting micro faces, know what I mean? Like wee tiny.
But that's like a much bigger edge than that edge.
Aye.
So, like, the,
but when does it become a face end? When it opens up a wee bit more? Like
it needs to be, get a spirit level there? Needs to be flush, bro.
Actual day, bro, in the motor.
Got it, man. We'll see what's an edge and what's a wedge.
Engineering podcast.
What is a wedge? What is an edge? What is a hedge? Hedge fund.
And that's it.
Finally started freestyling.
Right,
like
you were saying about that before, or that nonsense about hedges and edges, you were saying about Twitter, and I was going to say, what do you think about Elon buying it?
Buying it? I mean, I don't know, man, like, he's painting it as, like, a free, he wants people to have free speech.
Aye.
That's, like, his whole thing, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you should have free speech.
Aye. But, yeah, what do you think about that much, like, that much, like institutional company thing being owned by one guy. That's a bit mad, I think.
The Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos. No,
aye, that shouldn't be allowed,
this is
mate.
Just, no, but aye, I know, but this is just how our system's set up, innit?
Aye, so they just go with it.
There's just the world is a big pyramid scheme, basically. The world is a huge pyramid
mate,
scheme.
The whole thing about like, him and the taxis and all that, and how he was like, he doesn't have any money because it's all stopped.
Well,
but
mate,
then he can take a loan for a bank and put his stock up as collateral. then that's how we can buy Twitter. It's like, right. That's what people are so annoyed about, because it's like,
cause
you
it's
can avoid
dough.
Taxes, because he's like, I don't have that much money. But any times he wants to just buy something, it can be like, oh, I'll just give you a bit of stock.
Is that like
when he gets a loan?
When cunts have charities and that, like, that's a mad thing. Like, couldn't say that celebrities have charities so that they can write stuff off as a non-tax and all that, know what I mean?
Aye. I mean, there's all sorts of shit going on, man. But this is the thing, though, right? That, like, obviously, they should be paying it, right? But, like, see, imagine, like, you got that wealthy, right? And you're like, oh, my God. Like, especially, like, imagine, like, us didn't come for, like, pure money like that at all, right? And then imagine you were just earning, like, millions. You're like, oh, what the fuck? You're giving stuff out to your family and that. Imagine, like, the government's like, we want fucking all sorts of that after you.
Aye.
Like, every, like, but you, I can actually see why some of them, but they shouldn't do it, mate. No. Like, but I can under, because even, like, I don't get taxed that much. Well, compared to, like, them, what they would get taxed.
But you there for your life, kind of thing. Like, that's the same as, like, see, it's all relative, because, like, see 40 million to Jeff Bezos or whatever, that's no even anywhere near as much as 300 for you a month, know what I mean? Like, you're paying like 300 quid a month, and that would mean more to you, that 300 quid
million.
To him, because that's how disparate it is, that's how much disparate it is.
Is that all he would get taxed? 40 million?
No, no, probably
like
no.
Because he's the richest guy.
Probably no, but I just
so
mean, no
then it
him.
Becomes, I don't know, it becomes like 100 million.
See,
but I suppose even, like, he's never, the wealth he's got, and see, until people started actually writing this out, and so, like, now you see those tweets and it's like people, do you know what I'm saying? So it's like people saying, like, it would take, see, even if you had got a million, if you were earning a million a year, it would take you like 700 years to get to his wealth when you're getting
if
a million
getting
a year
or something.
Aye, it's something like, but see, until people started putting it like that, I never realised how much you would have if you were a billionaire.
See,
you know what I mean?
See, billion, right? Because I used to think, see, when you were like a wee guy and just growing up, you think like 100,000, half a million, a million, a billion. It just skips to that. That's like the next number you say, do you know what I mean? You wouldn't go like, oh, 100 million pound. You would always go for like a million, a billion. So they seem tight, close together.
That is why.
Know what
is.
I mean? But if
but
you
don't know at all.
There's a mad, I seen a mad thing with like grains of sand or something. And it was like, if this was a million, this is a billion. If you know what I mean?
And it
showed you, mate. And it was like that. It was like that compared to like one wee tiny bit. It's like, as you say, like mad visual things. When people like lay it out for you and go, look, this.
A million seconds is a
we are pure idiots, and we go, oof, man, it's hard as sand.
All sorts of sand, bro. Imagine you could do that.
We all that sand.
Mate, you could go to that guy, and there's a guy, just see, do you know where, like, you know, Ridley?
Aye.
Right, well, see, Ridley, there's a guy there that actually does sell sand for his house.
Aye, you know.
It's a business, mate.
And it always like he's in the tap flat, isn't he?
Aye,
at the bingo.
He throws it out.
Aye. Through the window, like
throws
Mardi Gras.
Bags of sand, aye.
Like the necklaces.
Literal little bags of sand. What do you think people are doing with that sort of sand? Castles?
Castles, mate. See if you've got enough.
Well, seen Davidson, mate. Pointless. That's what sand.
Bags.
That's why they invented sand.
Trips. Sand is one of the most, like, see, silicon sand. Mm-hmm. That's what they use to make, like, this shit. SD cards, SIM cards, motherboards, and that.
See, glass out of sand, don't
they? See, like silica sand, that hod, that's like a mad thing that hods. I think I've said this to you before. I don't know if it was in a podcast, but that somebody said, like, oh, I'm going to make that into a mad chip that'll hod a terabyte of data when computers this size could only hold like a megabyte, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the pure maddest.
This is what I'm saying. I fast, the world's getting fast, mate.
That's it, mate.
It's fast.
And I think
fast food. Also, fast fashion,
Amazon.
Fast digital banking, not
fast tracking Argos.
Next day delivery, bro.
Mate, the world has gone boom, boom, boom. And you know, sometimes you need to just
one day it's all going.
It breaks a bit. We're doing a gear. Chill out for a bit.
Chill for a bit.
We're here. We're doing it. We're living.
Don't need to be shouting and bawling about living. We're just here.
We're just there. Just be. Don't be anything. Just be.
Right, Trips, that was fucking, that was a great podcast.
Aye, that was great, man. Now we're glad to be back, mate. I've not been in here
I know,
2 weeks.
A couple of weeks.
You've been missing it, mate. And be honest.
Nah, I've got...
You're in here with the sunny zone, man.
Mate, I've got... Stuff's changed. As Kaz Mulligan says, you know, he's a goat, he's my idol. My idolo says, life's changed, bro. Can I say? And hey, where are these kicking about, mate? Because cunts just keep coming up to me, you know what I mean? Pure.
Aye.
Oh, can I get a picture on that? I'm wearing, like, a mad... beanie, you know what I mean?
Oh, and Jamie rocked up myself. Here in a sort of what could only be described as a comical disguise. He had, but you had like a beanie on and that, a black
the
beanie.
The mad Groucho Marx nose attached to these, you know what I mean? It just clips.
This is what
there.
This guy's got to do. This guy's became a star overnight, yeah? Mm.
Well, not, what am I supposed to do?
No. But leave the boy alone.
Come on, I thought we were wearing sunnies, so.
We were meant to be wearing sunnies and mine broke.
Aye.
So. Want me to wear them?
Aye, the broke ones. Aye, stick them on for a bit. Now there's a thumbnail, here, ladies and gentlemen.
Here.
Do you like it?
Mate, I'm feeling a bit dizzy, man.
Wait, there.
Mate, that's pretty mad.
I was about to rip these off and pop one out, but they're Siggy's dad's Gucci glasses.
Siggy's dad geeing out the glasses, man. Willy nilly.
Bougie, man.
This feels weird, mate. Put them.
Aye.
Try that, Joe. Tell me what you think.
That actually would work for me.
Would it?
Aye.
Look perfectly.
Aye.
It's weird, isn't it, bro?
It's like 3D glasses or something.
Aye, that's what I feel. I kind of felt as if I was kind of gone to the next dimension.
I think I've asked you this before, but do you remember cunts wearing the 3D glasses for Cineworld and popping the hangies up? It was just the mad black rims of the 3D glasses.
Aye.
It's a trampy time, wasn't it?
The
thing. See how trampy we were when we were guys, man. We spoke about it before with the mullets and that, but like just all that stuff, Voy jeans and that.
Aye. Oh, Henleys, mate. Henleys.
Absolute jakes, man. Everyone is.
Mate, can you... Voy's, I would say Voy's disappeared a bit.
Think so?
Can you still get Voy?
Still find Voy.
The Voy boys are out there.
Aye, you'll find a Voy boy out there.
Living.
Mate, I actually see cunts, like, in work now and they get a mad, like, self-employed, like, yeah, landscaper.
With a back pocket, with a big V, man. A big, fat
big,
V, man.
V, man.
Huge V, right in the arse cheek, man.
Aye, mate, you still see it. See self-employed fucking landscapers that come on site and that just for a day. They always come on with mad ripped Voy polos and that. Know what I mean?
Aye. I mean, but this is... It'll be old attire, won't it?
Aye, right.
You don't see it new, mate.
Aye.
Has Voy... Somebody... Let us know in the comments. Can you still buy Voy?
Mate, there used to be a mad shop. I forget what it was called, but I remember it being pure white and it sold, like... Jill Goy and all that, you know what I mean? No, it was like.
Wait, was that in Phoenix Center?
I don't know what it was. Pure Pop, that was that
a name for it?
Were you but it was like coded or something?
Code? Was no, it no code?
No, that's code. That's the barbers, isn't it?
No, but it was like.
It was something like that, wasn't it? It was like code. A shop for wee guys, know what I mean? I think it was one up before
junior
on that.
Station,
kind I know, of. But it was like the big version of Junior Station.
Like, aye.
Wee guys.
Aye, just like wee guy brands like that, know what I mean? Yeah. G-Star jeans and that.
Exile was the one.
Similar to Exile.
No, it's a bit maybe even worse.
Aye, and it was like, see they see the back that
no,
big
no,
light.
No, that's a total different direction. No, it's, bro.
You've been.
We've
mate,
gone the other way, like mate, even like.
We're at
men's clothing shops.
Aye,
no,
mate.
What was it? Remember you used to always get ones that was like a lassie with a tits out and a t-shirt and all that.
That was,
aye, I was top man in that one.
Is that like, no Gilles Goy? Is it Gilles Goy?
Mate, tell everyone about the t-shirt I had that had an egg on it for top man.
Oh aye, it's like I got laid today. A wee picture of an egg.
I can see you in that, mate.
I seen a picture like it was like how many days for when I moved to like how many years ago for when I moved to Australia, but on the day on my Facebook the other day, and it popped up and I'm like ah, an airport. I got laid. I just got laid with a picture of an egg. Mate,
you
like
a wee comical tea?
Oh, mate, I'm part.
You're a bit.
Mate,
you're a bit of a jokester,
a
man.
Tea on the new, eh?
You're a big jokester, bro. Do you know that? Mate, that's actually. See, before I met Jamie, right? I would obviously be like that. Like these people, Jamie, now like, what's Jamie like? And they'd be like, oh, he's just a big jokester.
Just a big jokester. They always tell me to stop horsing around.
Oh, stop you horsing and joking around.
Frolicking
and cannot stop this man from having a big joke.
Imagine you had a mad cunt that was a proper nutter, right? See the schizo that came up to you in the train station?
Aye.
A pure proper nutter, but he thought he was just always playing jokes on cunts, know what I mean? They mad insane shit, lighting houses on fire and being like, oh!
Aye, mate, pranks on like YouTube and that are like getting to that stage. Aye. Like, there's so many prank videos, it's just like assaulting people and all that, and then running away. You're like
pretending to fling like a baby down the stairs and all that, and it's a mad toy baby to
aye.
A ma.
Aye.
You know what I mean? That's pure the worst thing you can do.
That's pure... Imagine just seeing that, like that second, and then looking down. Because I think see, you would believe it, and then you would be like, oh, I'm in that much shock, I'm tripping, and I think that's a fake baby, and it's actually.
Oh, mate, are you the other way with it? Mate, I was wanting to. Oh, have you got something to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
Genius. You what? Watch that Genius Kanye documentary? Mate, see that, like, cause I've just recently watched the last episode there, the third episode, and it's mad, right? So just for you who's like, because you've not seen it, right? See the first one, it's like Kanye just when he was producing beats, and his pal Kudi is like, this guy's got to be brilliant. I'm going to start documenting him now. He's a filmmaker, right? So it's like all these years of him pure toiling to try and get anything done, and then the end of that episode, he gets fucking college dropout. He releases that, and that's like meant to pure prepare him for the next bit. And then the next episode's like, kind of stopped seeing Kanye a lot after graduation came out. He won Grammys and that. He stopped, like, we stopped hanging about, and he just obviously went to be a mad superstar. And there's mad videos yet, videos in that point of the documentary. And it's like, could he get up to Kanye? And he's like, and he's calling him the wrong name and all that. Kanye's pure, like, it's like pure hard to watch. Do you know what I mean? Because that could, he's like, I just felt left out of his life, and he turned into this kind of, and he was watching him from afar, just going mare and mare. Like, nuts, mental, and see the last episode, mate. At the end of that one, it's kind of like, he's winning the Grammys in the mad. But people wanted to know what I'd say if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know. It's all that shit, right? So it's like this cool, mad new rappers releasing all these, every album's getting number one in the Billboard charts and that. And then the third one's kind of like, he's mad. Obviously, he's living with a mad mental illness. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's pure, he's like bipolar disorder and all that. And like, you can kind of just see, it's quite sad, like, just all this mad shit happening. And then there's bits that Kanye's obviously, like, his mad eyes and stuff, and he's asking Kudi to come back and hang about with him because he knows about the documentary. And Kudi was ready to bring that out as well. Yeah, I think he was ready to bring that out, like, when Life of Pablo launch party, like, 2017 or whatever. And he's like, oh, come out and film ways. But then when he goes out and meets Kanye again, starts filming things, he's like, the documentary's no over. This guy's fucking mad, mate. Like, he takes him to this thing called the ranch, right? And it's like Kanye just owns hundreds of land, like thousands of acres or whatever, with this big massive building in the middle called the ranch. And it's just a big open space that in one corner there's like people making pottery, and then in another corner there's like architects or talking designing buildings, and then in another corner there's people making beats, people on big ATVs and that, and then like Justin Bieber's just walking about and all that. It's the maddest place ever, mate. All these different, and then like Yeezy designers in one corner. It looked like, see when you see an open, like a wide angle view of that, it looks like you're looking into Kanye's head. Do you know what I mean? Just,
he's created his brain
in this mad building.
It's like almost like he's like, his brain's causing him that much hassle. He's just trying to, like, get it out. He doesn't want it in him anymore.
All he's trying to realise it a wee bit. But he's, mate, and he's talking to these, like, real estate agents, and he's like, there's no real estate agents, like architects or whatever, maybe real estate agents, and they're talking about things and going, like, maybe disagreeing with him a bit. And he's getting all hungry. This is when it's gone later into the night, so he's obviously, I don't know if he's, like, I don't think he boozes or anything, but he's gone like that to them, like, have you ever been told by a doctor that your brain was too big to fit in your head, so you have to take pills for it? No? Well, I have, so you better shut, and all that, and all that's my shit. And Cody's like, at this point, I had to turn the camera off, because he was getting, like, and you just see this guy, mate, it's such a, I'd shit you not, I think it's, like, one of the best documentaries I've ever seen,
I'll watch it, you've actually sold it to me, because the thing with me was, right, when it came out, and it was like, and I was like, I don't care about his mad story at all, like, I don't care about things like that. I like watching mad serial killer shit, like, mad stuff that's, like, something, obviously, like, extreme shit happens to him, right, but no John Wayne Gacy style, mate, have you seen the John Wayne Gacy tapes?
No, I've not seen it, no. The only one of them I've watched is, like, I've seen that Don't Fuck With Cats. That's not really a serial killer.
Oh, bro, this is not the, this is, we are talking, like, the worst of the worst people here.
Worse than Ted Bundy.
Mate, I'll give you some names to look into, right? Honestly, this is a rabbit hole that, it's just insane, mate, like,
Albert Fish, bro.
Albert, Troops, I want you to do me a favour, right? Because nobody will know this guy, right? Troops, go away and just look into Albert Fish,
the grey man.
So go look into him. I'm not even going to say anything. Just after this podcast is done, the first, I know you've probably got shit today, if you're in work of it, go to the toilet and search Albert Fish and just listen to some things.
Do you know what's mad about this, right? See how, like, I would, like, see before I knew, like, because Evan told me to listen to this podcast about Albert Fish, right? But before I knew you liked that shit, you used to say to me, like, when I was talking about, like, documentaries or YouTube, whatever, I'd go at, okay, I watch my other weird shit, bro, like, and you'd be like, oh, I don't, you want to know about it and that. But what I was talking about when I was saying that was these mad 40-minute long Albert Fish documentaries and that, right? Like, I was pure, and then I was like, this shit's mad. I was like, see if people knew I was, like, pure lying in my bed, pure like that, mate. But you do get pure addicted to it.
I see, when I listen to it, right, because what happens is, I've been listening to them, so I listen to these three in one day, like, within, in my work, for, like, break till lunch. No, was it? I would have been. No, doesn't matter. But I was in work and I listened to these three in a row, right? I listened to a podcast about John Wayne Gacy, right? They pulled, I think, like 30 odd bodies out from under his house.
What the
fuck? He had a graveyard under his house.
A mass grave?
He had like a grave of like years worth of just killing people. That's used to dress up as a police and go into the hang about, like, see, like, Greyhound bus stations in America, like, that take you like city to city, like mad. And this is like the '70s, so it'd be like young,
tackles or
something. Yeah, aye, but it was all boys. It was like, he was gay. And mate, like, see, this is what I was, mate, this is what, how funny is this, right? Honestly, right? There's a lot of horrible homophobic slurs out there, right? Mm-hmm. But I heard one that he was, so like his whole thing, and what you find a lot of people who like are serial killers that like assault boys or men, or they're battling their sexuality, so they're taking their anger out that they're gay on these people and like raping them, fucking doing everything to them. Do you know what I mean? Oh. But it's cause they can't like. See, when you ask them, so, like, say you find out about them in their normal lives, like, what they're, like, no, like, behind, like, the mad monster, see the mad, like, charade they're living to, like, cover everything up, they'll be pure, like, homophobic guys and that, know what I mean? Right. Like, openly, like, you see on the John Wayne Gacy tapes, there's a bit and he's sitting and he's getting interviewed and he's like that, like, they're asking him about, I think they ask him about sexuality and he's like, well, I'm bisexual, but I ain't no fruit picker. That's like, I thought I gay, like somebody was gay, a fruit picker. I was like, you need to laugh at that. Like, yeah, what the fuck? How's that even an insult?
I'd love to go and pick some fruit,
mate,
bro.
I'm a fruit picker.
Aye.
I would say I'm a bit of a fruit picker.
Aye, no.
That's a crazy slur, innit?
Aye.
That was in a film, and he's like, sorry, I don't have a wife. And he's Moz at food cake. He's like, no, I just never found the right woman.
Is that like a mad old film?
No, it was in Superhero Movie, man. We watched it at that time.
Mate, want me to tell you something about Vietnam that I remembered that's heavy interesting, right? So, like, know how here, so, like, say you're a teacher, right? Now, let's think about how teachers get treated in, like, all over the UK, right? Like,
it's in the street.
Aye, mate, like, I remember, right, we had a young lady, a young French lady as a French teacher, Miss Papin.
Miss Papin,
and she came over, she must have been early 20s, bro, like, young, and she had her, like, now that way, like, in your French class, and it was just, like, it was extra worse, because people were like, fuck that, and especially, like, mad bams and that would be like, obviously, what the fuck? I mean, like they could not even fathom.
I'm not France, mate.
I don't even do English, mate. You know what I mean? I kicked out of English and I need to do French.
I don't know where France is, mate.
Mate, I'm never going to French in my life, bro. But they would be in the class and they would just no pay attention even more. So the classes were just chaos, mate. Right?
Aye.
Like, I actually remember things that happened in school and think, oh my god, like, those poor people, like, you don't realise when you're that age that they're actually just, alright, in school they have this mad thing, like, hi guys, but see when they go home, they're just normal people.
Aye.
And like, you're doing that to somebody who's like, somebody's maw, so, and you're like, I remember, like, oh, just mad
psychological
stuff,
shit and all, mate.
Like pure horrible,
mate,
stuff.
I heard, I don't know if this is true, right, but I heard for a cunt that in their school, wasn't in my school, in their school, one of their teachers was off one day and they found out it's because his cat was dead. And see, when it came in the next day, mate, he, like, somebody had drawn like a cat with mad X's for eyes on the whiteboard, mate.
That is, like, insane.
And the cunt just came in and started greeting and ran out, mate. Poor guy, like, loved it, mate.
That is it. What is, like, but this is the thing, see, when you're a Wayne, the mere out of order it is, you're like, ah, like, it's like such a buzz. Because this is the thing, though, right? Because they say, like, you're at your bravest at, like, what age, right? Let's see what you think, right? You're at, like, people have, like, studied this, right? What age do you think in your whole life, you're at your bravest.
Like 12 or something. 11.
Mate, I think it's like 8.
8.
Because you have no sense of real consequences or empathy.
Mate, speaking of that, this is obviously not as bad as that mad psychological torture I was just saying, right? But I seen my primary school the other day, and I looked up, and we used to, like, be on the roof of that and jump down to the other roof and then jump down to the grun. And I was looking and I was like, that's so too high to be jumping for. Like, how did I just do that as if it was nothing, not mean?
No fear.
Oh, mate, and I would never do that, now. Aye, mate. We used to go to the primary school and smash the windies and all, as fun. Like, how bad's that, mate? Like, sitting at your school just panning windies.
Smashing up your own school, then get in after it.
Fuck, sitting next to a big black bag in a windy if you're happy about it.
Aye, that was all.
Signing it at the bottom. Aye. Jamie, 2008.
Mate, 2008. See how I was talking about teachers, right? So think about how they get treated, right? See, in Vietnam, they've got a national holiday called Teacher's Day. And it's every kid in the class brings in presents for the teacher that day. And like, it's a big thing, and they have a big ceremony for all the teachers and to respect like how well, like it's such a big thing.
Noble
like,
profession.
Aye, because it is. It actually is.
Like, being like a doctor, like pure saving lives, and then like scientists not get all these mad, like, and engineers and stuff. It's pure like, oh man, it's a pure well respected job. Being a teacher's like better. You're like teaching wings.
Nurses. Mm-hmm. Doctors, I would put in that in awe a bit.
What, underappreciated, do you think? Or
just a job that you're like, wow, like, thanks for doing
well
that.
Well done.
I was thinking about this.
What's outside of the box job like that? A postman?
An undertaker. Imagine just nobody done that, you just had to...
real weirdos though.
Mate, I worked with somebody that was like, I want to do that. Who is that? Who is that? I knew somebody that was like, I remember a boy called Danny, but back in the day, man, he was like, it's fucking heavy good dough, it'll be easy and all that. I was like, you're nuts. I mean, listen to this, I heard... mate, I swear he'd like looked it up and that, he was like, that's your starting salary for just like, caring about coffins and all
like
that.
25 mate, grand and he's pure amazed by
he
it.
He was like, mate, you never know, you might just be the cunt at the front with a mad hat and all that. You know, touch it.
Mate, you might get to drive that mad lawnmower.
I mean, but...
It's near enough a limo, bro.
A limo, basically a limo driver for the dead. One last ride.
All you need to do is like pick up bodies and fill them with silicon and
mate,
that.
No, what I was thinking about, shit. By the way, right? No, what I was thinking about, when do you think that like the ability to phone somebody, and I'm talking like any type of, like really any type of phone, like, so no even mobiles, like go back to like house phones and shit, right? But when do you think they started getting to a stage that most people could access one regularly? It's a hard question, isn't it? But
90s or some 80s?
I think before that. So say you were outside, right? And something happened and you're like, oh, I need to phone somebody, right? And like, how, like, now, because obviously there was one day where there was no phones and then there was a phone, right? Shout out Big Ali, Alexander Graham Bell. We're going way back, bro. I'm talking Alexander Graham Bell with a big Reggie blinker. And let's see, when he's doing that, and then obviously there was a gradual build up where nobody had one, and then everybody had one. But even like that, right? I was thinking this. So I've been listening to obviously podcasts about mad, like just nuts cunts for like way back in the day, like early 1900s and that, right? So like, do you think people didn't have phones that back then? Like,
no.
You could, say you're outside, right? Imagine you lived in a world where you couldn't phone the police. There was no way to do it. There was no way to alert somebody that something insane, or like your dad's just died or something. You're just like, what will we do with this? Need to bury it? That's why people were a lot mentally stronger back in the day.
Aye, they definitely
were. Getting weaker.
And they had to go through so many mad trials for shit. So see, like, if you wanted to phone your like auntie that stays across like Glasgow, you could just do it and be like, I'll be up for dinner by the way, like the morrow, right? See, like back in the day, they used to have to like go to the post office right out of thing, do that. Like there's pure tasks for shit that we just. That's why I watched a thing about like how we're living longer than that. It was Today with Homo Deus, that book that we were listening to. And it was saying, like, no, even just that we're living for longer, we've got more life in every single day now than we ever have before. So seeing, like, no, as far back, say, like, in the 40s, they used to do mad shit. That, like, so I would just send an email. I would just send an email to now. The 50s in, I'd just send an email to now. But even shit, like, imagine having to send a fax or something. That'd be a pain in the ass, mate, and that's like 80s.
Mate, all I send is straight fax, bro.
And nothing less.
But yeah, in that hang, it was saying, like, and that's how, like, we can do this, mate. Me and you can come up here, Joseph can edit, and that's why we can fuck about so much. Because see, what we are doing now, do you think that means anything? Like, do you think this is worthy?
Worthy a bit, being, like, a doctor just, or a nurse or that?
No, just, like, contributing to society at all.
I mean, like, it depends what you're comparing it to.
Aye. Like, the funeral directors?
Well, really, no. As much as we're doing a lot, we're really actually no doing anything at the same time. We are just saying a lot of... We are just three guys sitting in a room making noises with our mouth at each other.
Aye.
That's the title of the new podcast.
Aye.
Three guys sitting in a room making noises with our mouths.
There's a lot of stupid titles.
Aye,
there's a
lot of stupid titles.
Plenty of them, man.
So many bad titles.
Three guys in a room with vibrations coming out their mouths to meet the other one's eardrums and have a laugh.
And have a great time. But we're not doing anything, mate. We're really only doing much. No. Troops, if you don't know, get to know. Belter Lux. Now, Belter Lux have been sponsoring us for a wee while now. And we're happy to have them on board because, mate, they're helping people out. Mm-hmm. They're helping people who cannot afford the finer things in life, you know. No. The peasants, as I like to call them.
The tramps.
The tramps of the day. If you're a tramp watching this.
Like us.
Like... So like you basically, right? So you're sitting there, you want a Rolex, you want some money. Belter Lux has got you covered. So Belter Lux run competitions that you can win outrageous prizes. So currently, we'll just give you a wee run through of their current competitions that they've got. So again, troops, this isn't like a raffle, right? This is like you pick the competition you want to enter. Say it might be a Rolex, what else could it be?
Holidays,
just straight up cash, just sent to you. You'll pick your competition, and then you'll have like a wee game to play on their website. So it can be, and it's like a skill-based thing, then whoever wins that, wins. So there's merit in it. It's not just luck of the draw here. Everybody hates luck.
I know, definitely.
As the saying goes, luck is for losers, and I believe that with my whole heart.
Luckers for suckers.
Luck, aye, suckers, Glasgow suckers.
You can win lifetime Glasgow suckers.
That is the big competition they're running, lifetime membership to Glasgow suckers. No questions asked. But so they've got a competition, so I'm just trying to figure out when this will be out. So today, you can enter a Rolex Submariner. Now, so it's Submariner?
Submariner, I think. That's what I always say, but...
Submariner. You can tell I don't have a Rolex. In fact, I do have a Rolex. Kaz Milligan gave me one. So they're running that competition. So a Rolex Submariner, you can enter that. Also, starting, so it'd have been yesterday, this one you could have entered. Win an immediate transfer of £750 to your bank account.
Boom.
Just, oh.
But how much do you need to pay for that? Is it like £50 or something you need to do?
What, a ticket for a ticket?
Aye.
For a ticket? Uh-huh. 99 pence.
Woo!
99 pence to enter. 99 pence for a chance at winning £750.
750 big ones instantly.
It's outrageous, Jamie.
Ridiculous.
It's sickening to a point. But, you know, the guys, they're also doing... So this would have been the same day as this one it started. An Amsterdam getaway for two.
Who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't want that? A two-night stay at Cameron House. All 99p to enter. So, man, get on it, troops. Also, you'll get a discount with us if you want to buy a good few entries. And the code is, what is it?
It's Riley's Gaff 25. That's RileySGAFF25.
Is it? Aye. That's definitely.
Aye.
You sure?
100% aye. Trade deal.
Riley's Gaff 25. For money off.
Best trade deal. What is it?
Trade
again?
Deal of the century.
Perhaps all time.
Or perhaps all time.
Look at that. Trade deal of the century, and guys. Got on Belter Lux.
You call that synergy.
It's which beautiful.
Which you get with Belter Lux.
Belterlux.com, BELTRLUX.com, at Belter Lux on Instagram. Go over, check them out, tell them Riley's Gaff sent you, and have a blast, guys. Thank you. Guys, new sponsor alert. Have we got a klaxon? We need to get a klaxon.
Right now, just got played, right there.
Did it? Yeah. Wait, let's do it again, right?
Right.
We need it louder, we need a louder klaxon. Right, you ready, troops? New sponsor alert. That was too loud. Calm it down next time, mate. So, the Real Estate Investment Club is the first, no, the second, no, the third, no, the fourth, the first.
Numero uno.
Real estate NFT that offers real life utility as well as metaverse. So, basically, the Real Estate Investment Club are selling NFTs, guys. And now, let me tell you about these NFTs. Now, if you don't know what an NFT is, it's a non-fungible token now. What does that mean? Fungible? Never heard it in my life. Right?
I've got hundreds of fungible tokens, but they're just useless.
Useless fungible tokens. But these are not. These are actually. You can't funge with these, mate. They're non-fungible.
For love or
money.
And
that's a guarantee.
You could not funge them for love nor money, mate.
No, you really couldn't. So obviously, guys, I know you've heard of the NFTs. A lot of yous are into your cyber security. You will know about this, but some people don't know what an NFT is. Now, an NFT, Joseph, correct me if I'm wrong. You own the rights to a piece of artwork, a digital piece of artwork.
That's it, aye.
There you go. So, and these NFTs are special, troops. This isn't just your run-of-the-mill NFTs. They were designed by a GTA and Red Dead Redemption designer. So what it is, it's not just selling NFTs. If you buy an NFT from them, you're also getting a membership to their club. So the club, here's what they offer, right? Here's some. So the NFT doubles as a membership. And with that membership, you're going to get access to the REIC Meta City.
Oof.
So their own city. They'll get their own wee city in the metaverse.
In Metropolis.
It is a metropolis. I've been there. I was on my holidays there with Erin. It was lovely. Aye. 2 week. All inclusive.
Aye.
All inclusive, baby. Worldwide investment opportunities.
Oof.
Education, community and networking. Real life events.
So you're saying this isn't just the digital world of the metaverse and NFTs, this is...
I would say it's about maybe 67% digital world,
mm-hmm.
33% the real world, baby.
And that stuff you get in the real world, it's but none of your run-of-the-mill.
What is the real world? What is the real world? Is this real?
It's shite.
How do you know it's real? Because I can do like this. Does that make it real? I don't know. If a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, did it fall?
No one knows.
Does the Pope shit in the woods?
No,
I think so.
Does he?
I've seen him do
that. Is that no blasphemous or something?
As a wee bit. No, the Pope's not like God or that. Well, is he kind of like a
the bouncer?
A version. He's like the messenger for God, isn't he? Shout out to all the messengers out there, Facebook messenger and that. You've also, so as well as these opportunities, they're also running giveaways. So with that membership, so as soon as you buy that NFT, you're in, right? You're in, you're a member. So what they're giving away is, so they're giving away additional NFTs in the giveaway, so you could own, not one, you could own two NFTs, yeah? They're giving away Rolexes.
Oh.
How many Rolex? This should be the Rolex podcast, man.
I know.
That's the name change, man. Rolex watches, Ethereum payments towards mortgages.
Oh.
They're also giving away holiday opportunities. So a wee bit like Better Lux.
Aye.
They're giving a lot away. And also charity donations.
Oh.
They're giving back. So I know people are thinking, oh, you know, the metaverse, what's going to happen, NFTs, can I funge my token?
Mm-hmm.
And what I will say to that is, do you hate the poor? Well, if you do, then that's fine. Don't sign up for this.
They're sounding, they know, like they hate the poor. That's what they sound like right
I get
now.
pretty similar vibes to you, mate. I think they do hate the poor. But if you don't hate the poor, their website is realestateinvestmentclub.io. So all this will be in the description of this video and stuff. You can go check it out. And, you know, go have a wander. Go see their website. I'm sure it's scrolling past us right now. It's pretty insane. You can tell this is the real deal, guys. This is not a wee flimsy.
No.
Flimsy thing. This is the real deal, guys.
Go and dip your toes in.
See if you can funge any tokens. Cheers. Oh, have you been involved in a fucking massive accident, mate? Unlucky. But I've got the solution. Now, this is what I've got pictured in my head, right? You're maybe... What percentage of your audience is female? We had about 25%, something like that. Say you're a female, right? And you're you've got a white Audi A1, right?
I think she's called Sandra.
Aye?
Aye. I think she's called Sandra. She's from Netherlands.
The Netherlands?
Yeah, but she's over here for work.
For work, so they're an incel, they're actually an expat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An expatriate. And so Sandra, the expat, a young girl who has been sent over here, maybe she is doing like now the thing at uni where you can go and...
Exchange student.
She's an exchange student. So Sandra, the exchange student, is over here. She's in Aldi car park, mm-hmm, at the Forge.
And buying, right? Plums, I think.
Aye, buying a big batch of plums. Mm-hmm. And she comes out and she's reversing out and then boom. Big Barry in his van whacks into her. She's like, oh no, what am I going to do? My father, mm-hmm, my father's going to kill me. And she'll be on the phone, she'll be like, Papa, mm-hmm, Papa, I don't know what to do. And the dad's going to be like, ah, you fucking idiot, I told you not to go to Scotland. Aye. Scotland. And
it's full of Big Barrys.
Big Barry, did Big Barry hit you? Joseph's dying over here, sorry guys. So Big Barry's whacked into Sandra, right? It's a disaster. Now Sandra's not got a clue what to do. Sandra, I'm here to help you. Phone G4 claims. Mm-hmm. They're going to deal with the process for you. Easy peasy, twist and squeezy. You're going to phone them, it's a free process. And let them sort it out. Let them take it from there. Let them handle the stress. Mm-hmm. They love stress. You don't need to phone your dad, Sandra. Phone G4 claims, man. And they're going to sort it out for you. Also, say you're maybe listening to this going, funny man, imagine actually crashing your motor with that, and then you crash your motor, right? And you've been listening to this podcast. Phone G4 claims and go, here, I seen yous on Riley's gaff. By the way, that's how I know about yous. Let them know, and they will come in here with a big cake for us. Carrot cake,
every
hopefully.
Every single person that does that brings in a carrot cake, innit?
One carrot cake for one claim, guys. So get claiming, and we'll get you a bit of carrot cake sent over, right? Cheers. Do you think that we are now more scared of death than you would have been, but like early 1900s and that? Because like, see, in the Victorian times, right, your life was so much shorter. Mm-hmm. So like, but there was a lot more death happening regularly. Like, people are just dratting all. But there was, now somebody dies now, and you're like, what happened? Like back then, it's probably just like people didn't even ask. Like, oh, Jerry's died. It's like, all right,
it was 29.
All right,
it was getting on.
All right, you got a phone, mate. You got a phone I could use, mate.
Did you have a goldfish at all?
Let me tell you, a goldfish was my first pet, and we called them two goldfish, called them Matt and Jeff after the Hardy Boys, mate.
Nice, I like that.
And that's just how our day hangs in life.
Who are we saying?
What are you looking for?
The goated chewing gum.
Nice, there's one on that table.
I'm not double dipping, bro.
He's not doing a table chewing gum.
Nah,
I'm alright. Like, see your pets, right? See your pet, mm-hmm, pets, right? How many? So, like, obviously, there is like your mom and dad. You'd probably be more upset about them dying than your pet, right? pet, mate. My mom doesn't give a paw, not on me.
My mom doesn't play fetch, bro.
But there's a list of people, but then your pet would pop up at some point.
Aye.
So how many people do you incur before your pet? Just a number, I don't want names in that.
Aye.
Drop names.
He's somewhere, like, the pets are just above Joseph, probably. Like, I don't know, would you care more about me dying or...
But Joey G?
The dog.
My dog?
Mm-hmm. Or me. Take the podcast out of here.
I would say, do you know what? I've had a dog that's died before.
Same.
And it was hard, but I don't know. It's like,
aye.
it's no, like, a dog can only really, a dog's very limited. It might show you a lot of affection, but it's very limited in what it can, it can't really do anything.
Doesn't he send you my dog
on that? This is quite embarrassing to admit. My dog can't even make a bit of toast, mate.
What?
I know, mate. You're listening to this.
I know, he can't butter it. Obviously can make a bit of toast, but he can't butter it, you saying?
No, can't even get the bread in the toaster, mate.
Oh, here. See, I had a wee monkey for 6 years. My pal kicked about every day. People looking at me, jump my boot. Nah, see, if that died, I would be more sad than if you died. But I wouldn't if it was my dog or something.
We like the museum monkey over there.
Aye.
Jamie sacked.
Monkey over Evan.
Monkey,
mate.
Hold on, mate. What? You, what did you just say? If you had a monkey for 6 years, you. Hold on, mate. You said that so, like.
I think that's like obvious.
Me, I'm basically that monkey. I'm the monkey.
I've always been the monkey.
I've always been the monkey, bro.
Maybe the monkey's been right under your nose. I'm a rom-com.
Maybe. Oh, I've been looking for a monkey for 5 years. but I've had a monkey this whole time. But it's not a monkey. It's a 34-year-old man.
Is that mad? What'd you call that, mad? That mad bitch. No, come on. What'd you call it?
Sarah Palin.
The mad films, and it's Bridget Jones or something. Bridget Jones films. You know, seen any of them?
Baby Diary.
Bridget Jones's Diary, and that.
I think I've seen a few by accident, mate.
Hugh Grant's in it, being all charming. That one of the rom coms. Know what I mean? 2004 film. Kind of vibes.
They don't make movies like that now. No. Like they don't. Movies have just went to shit, mate.
I think so. Aye,
went to shit, man.
I think it's because of streaming services, bro. I'm being serious. Jengi's got us in
streaming. It was just the way, it was just you had your helm folded and all that. As if, like, you, I feel like you're an FBI agent, like, undercover FBI agent. Like, you actually look like an undercover.
Crap. It's because of the collapse of physical media.
You were fucking streaming. Mm-hmm. Mate, Dana White has. Do you know Dana White, obviously?
Aye.
They have, like, took down, like, prosecuted people, like, because he always comes out in his press conferences. He's like, we can catch, he obviously can't catch them all, right? Because you just always, they'll never be able to, like, it's, the internet's reached a point, they'll never be able to just, especially streaming services and that, they'll never be able to just, nobody can, there'll always be a link somewhere.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Always
Celtic
somewhere.
Celtic did a good job.
Mate, see when I was in Vietnam, Celtic were the hardest, mate, how bad's this, by the way? See when I was in Vietnam, I used to, like, obviously get the games on a streaming shit, and like it would be done within like five minutes and that, like, see when it was just on like Celtic TV and shit, man,
and you can watch it going down, like it gets to like 6-7 minutes and you're like, oh, it's gone, and then it just gets removed.
Aye, mate, and
your telly blows up and that.
You try all the other ones and it's on none, and you're like, Celtic, kind of proud to be honest. My team's got good cyber security.
Just get like six Josephs in a basement, like.
They've got the ranch, mate. But mate, yeah, mate, we kinda, I think we better maybe address the Patreon folks. Because troops, obviously, Ewan McVicker was meant to be here. He couldn't make it. He's coming next week. But so we were kinda, that happened today, so we were kinda like, what we got today. But the good people at the Riley's Gaff Patreon.
Woo!
Special shout out.
It's a big week, mate. Patreon's up.
It's a big week. Patreon out tomorrow. Tomorrow, the first two videos. First two videos out tomorrow. So go down to the description, www.patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. Because we've realised, right, if you go in the app and you search for us, we don't come up.
I think it does now.
Well, maybe it does now. Aye. But the best thing to do would be go to the description, just copy and paste. That'll take you right to it.
Aye.
And
it's been good, innit? Like, it's a mad community. That's everything.
Aye, man, we're actually getting
to,
like, I feel like, because on YouTube, like, people can comment, but it's no the same thing. Like, here, like, we can, like, just talk to people, just...
Aye. The cult started, everything. Bro.
The cult has began, man. Become a part of it today. But aye, man, so we posted...
You can ascend.
You can ascend into it. I've been listening to a lot of things about cults and all that. And
aye.
Mate, it is crazy how... Like, do you think you would get tricked into a cult?
100%.
Mate... Aye, I'm really...
100% I would, mate.
It would honestly take... How long do you think a good cult master...
Mate,
how many cult masters it take?
You giving me your Charlie Manson's, isn't it?
Charles Manson, aye.
You give me your top dogs, mate. Genuinely, probably about 12 minutes, mate.
Aye, I would say... I was thinking 10 to 15 minutes.
What was the mad guy?
For the first meeting.
Aye, hello. 12 minutes later,
mate.
Oh, Jim Jonestown.
Is that Jonestown? Oh, I've heard of that, actually.
We'll do that in a deep fried.
We'll watch it. There's a documentary in there.
We're going to be doing cults on deep fried, aren't we?
Aye.
We're going to be doing any cults and that. So the folks at Patreon, we said, what do you want us to talk about, man? We're just here chilling ourselves. And we've got some wonderful, wonderful suggestions. So
Paul is at a hole, bro.
First comment, first come, first serve, as they say in the business. Mm-hmm. Harvey White, fire some would you rather questions at each other. Can never go wrong with them.
Mate,
I was actually trying to think of some the day, and I feel like you just always go to the most vulgar shit you can think of.
Aye.
Like the famous question.
Oh, mate, have we said that on the podcast?
Would you rather eat a dog
or shag a dog?
Is a joke to Paul Morris.
Did we?
Aye, but we never actually broke it down. Aye, so I'll ask you, mate, would you... But I'll also get involved in the debate. Right. Would you rather shag a dog or eat a dog?
Right.
But the dog's alive while you're eating it. That made me
feel... It's deep when you're shagging.
Oh my God, we just spiced the game up.
No, you mate, you're any kind... It's as simple as this. I'm no shagging a dog.
I nearly said something there, and it was just.
So I'm eating a dog
to bits.
You're eating a dog's cock. That's kind of sexual.
No,
you
it's
might
not.
As well be shagging.
If it's fried, nah, or I'm happy on munching an egg.
You can't cook it. That's no part of this game, mate. I'm talking about a dog that just say it is dead when you eat it, right? Obviously, it's eating a live dog would be.
Just going like that, and it's fun, that.
But it's still gone, it's furrow, it. Fur just doesn't fall off and it dies. It's only been dead for like 2 hours, see?
And I can't braise it.
Braise it?
You need to eat the tongue and the teeth and all that?
What, you can't eat both.
No, no, no. Eat the teeth. Imagine trying to eat.
I get a man me saying shit. You didn't eat the eyeballs,
mate,
it?
There's actually nothing that you could offer me that would be worse than shagging a dog, I think.
Would you rather shag a dog alive or dead, but?
Dead.
But it's like the same. Because then you don't need to deal with the dog's trauma.
Aye.
Just have your own trauma.
Aye. That's a manly thing to say.
That is actually taking. That's like.
And
that
you,
is,
you get extra maggots for fuel.
Joey G, man.
This is the most revolting.
Joey G in the house, man.
Right, so you, Shaggy eat.
The dog? So what parameters are we working within here?
Both,
I need to know before I put an answer out there.
Right, shagging it is whatever you prefer with the dead or alive thing.
So I can pick, like...
Aye.
Oh, God.
And you need to tell me what you're picking.
Don't give me a choice. I don't want a choice. Right, I don't want... Right, hold on. Let me sink this into my brain.
And you get to pick what dog.
Look, here... I'm eating that dog all day long, bro.
Aye.
Mate, I was in Vietnam. People used to eat dog. My apartment, I've said this, right? My apartment, you walk out the apartment, the first thing was dog meat.
Aye, but mate, that's been cooked in that, like I said, braised it.
Mate, I didn't see any dog shagging shops when I was there, mate.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Under any circumstances, aye, like, there was none of that going on. Deed alive, cooked, braised.
But mate, biting into fur, imagine that. And it's a wee.
Oh, that's no don't give me a breed of a dog, mate, because I'm going to actually start.
It's a big Great Dane. You get through it.
You need to finish it. Nah, you need to finish it, bro.
Where are you going?
Mate, that's
you're like, making yourself done.
Get back here. That is sick,
mate. It's evil, mate. Harvey White asked us that, by the way. Harvey White, first patron. What a
the
boy.
The first ever patron. Special
some
shout
man,
out.
Some man.
The
Harvey.
First ever one. Ow. What a gangster.
Aye, that imagine making us. He's just asked us that practically because he knows your minds go to shit like that.
It went immediately terribly there. Aye, are you on the comments as well? No,
I'm on them. I think we should just go away.
Aye, so he does. Yeah, no, what? See, when I get that, I immediately get so embarrassed, bro.
Why don't you keep it up, man?
I couldn't.
I remember.
Mate, I was in the motor.
You just said,
Jamie's got bubbles in his throat. What a tramp.
tramp.
Yeah, right, here, well, Ross, you don't watch UFC, do you? Ross Dalton wants to know, like, what we think of UFC
watch
at the weekend.
I didn't watch it the weekend. Who was...
Mate, Charles Dubronx, the king, mate. Wow, that guy's insane. Also, did you see the video of Michael Chandler's KO? The kick?
Aye, I did, aye.
That is, like, insane, man. But Lyoto Machida against... Vitor Belfort.
Oh, I know that Machida cunt.
That one was even better. If we stuck a video on the screen of that, but
no, UFC. Like, we were saying Dana White, mate. See that Ryan Kavanagh that owned that Triller thing? Mm-hmm. That was streaming shit. Like sporting events. I don't know if it was celebrity boxing or something. It was streaming something. But see, they sent out emails to like every single person that streamed it. See, even watched a stream in that. And they emailed saying, like, you owe us 160 grand or we're going to do this and that, like, threatened them with mad shit. Like, imagine you just watched a stream, like, oh, see Fat Zone. Oh, there's one there. And you watched it and then you were getting mad lawyer shit through saying you owe a mad app 100 grand and all that. Like, that cunt's a pure evil bastard, but he's that kind of Mike Ashley figure out there, I think. Mad.
The American Mike Ashley. He's trying to buy Derby, mate. Which, a guy has never suited buying a club so much in his life, mate. Only if he bought...
They just went down, didn't they?
Only if he bought Wigan or something, mate. That would be so Mike Ashley.
So Mike Ashley.
You know how we're talking about dogs, right? But no shagging it. I mean, just owning one as a pet.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason, like, it's probably easier... Yours are like a goldfish, it dies, but you're just a bit like... Oh. And then it gets, like, a hamster. You're a bit mare... Aye. Oh fuck. And then a dog, you're like, oh. And then, mate, like, a monkey would probably be even worse.
It's human characteristics, mate.
Aye, that's what I'm getting at.
Mate, I had a snake. That was a good pet, man. I had a snake and a fucking lizard at the same time. I was like a mad weird.
Reptile's got a bad rap, bro.
Aye, jinx her.
Cold-blooded.
Aye, that's got bad quality. If you get cold-blooded and cod, mate, you're fucking laughing,
aye,
man.
Aye.
It's a good thing, it's a positive.
I know they'd be able to
be cold, uh-huh, with our blood.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be, what were we saying there?
I think we're all just moving on to the next. So we've got Steve Sutherland, patron some boy, asked us to have a look at Andy Tate and his TikTok videos. Aye.
So
I don't know who this is.
You don't know Cobra Tate? Cobra Tate is... Mate, so let's give him a bit of background in Cobra Tate. So this guy, like, he sort of just popped up into, like, last month, 2 months. And TikTok, just weird TikToks like him, pure. Now that pure, that mad music, pure dun, 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 dun. And they play it in mad business TikToks and that, pure, guys, right, so like, these mad tunes, and it's like him and he's sitting going, he's like a multi-millionaire, like he's got a Bugatti and all that, like he's rich, mate, like, mm-hmm, proper rich, but it's all videos of him and he's just a mad character. He's like very, like, so he believes, right, whether it's a joke or no, he was on Tom Segura's podcast and they were asking him about, like, his relationships with women and all that, and he was like, no, a guy can go out and cheat, because if I love the girl and I cheat and I don't love the person I'm having sex with, then that's no cheating to me. I still love my girlfriend, right? And they're like, what? And they're like, but what if they done that to you? How would you feel? And he's like, no, that cannot fucking happen. That bitch cheating, no way, and all that. He's like, he's just this mad crazy character, aye, mate. Like, and he's got all these mad weird things. Like, he says, like, he can't, like, well, just what? I'll show you a video, mate, right?
When you've been saying that, it's like, I can picture seeing me bits about, like, people.
You'll
like
probably
that,
have
so
seen him,
mate.
You'll probably seen him, to be honest, because I don't know who has named the past. Everybody writes in the comments, like, bro's got beef with everything, like, because he just hates everything. Like, there's one here that's like, bro's got beef with water. Wait till you see his video. It's crazy, man.
It kind of reminds me of that Gary Vee kind of vibe.
Mate, it's like the same, but it's like a sort of like toxic masculinity sort of thing. But this is the thing, like, mate, people, I think, like, before we play this, I think this guy is, like, joking. Like, I think it's for the cameras.
Preaching to the choir.
Aye, it's like he's got like a mad formula now where he says all this insane shit, and he probably is like quite a mad character, but I feel like he knows what
it's kind of like
saying.
That Jordan Peterson, like, he knows if he goes, no, because if I don't do that, then he says a mad, what, like, contrary thing. He knows it'll be a mad soundbite, you know, it'll go everywhere, kind of thing.
It's like he's like found the formula, sort of. But I think he's sort of serious as well. So, like, let's play the water thing.
Water, throw water, why do you walk around the ball? You need your hands free. What do you have to drive it over? It's gay.
What the fuck?
So, everybody drinking some water right now, you, you fruit picker. Mate, I can't believe that fruit picker part. But Cobra Tate, he's Cobra everywhere. Tate, mate. Mate, the guy's insane. The guy's obviously a total banger, but I mean, he's got mad beef with like H3, do you know this?
That's where I've seen it.
Because like there was this mad fake article about him, or like it was like false or whatever, but there's this thing about him getting caught up in like trafficking sort of, is it child trafficking or just normal traffic?
No. Trafficking, Russia, taking the Russians, put them in a mad room and all that.
Accepted trafficking.
I can fucking see them doing that, let's be honest.
I actually did see that.
But that got proved like no true, if it is or no, I don't know, but it got proved to no be true. And Ethan Klein was watching it and like saying, oh, did you just see Cobra Tate got busted and all that? And then like he done videos back, like have you seen the videos he done back to him? He done a video and he's like, it's him and his brother who is like him with hair, right? Right? They're the exact same cunt, right? And he's like, that guy's fucking wife is ugly as fuck and all that, like talking about Hila Klein.
Oh, mate,
and they're like, why the fuck? Like, like we actually fuck beautiful women and like look at your wife and all. I was like, what? Like, but Ethan
She's
Klein,
pure quiet,
Ethan Klein is used to mad like beef that's like pure subtle jabs and like wee YouTube videos to each other. And they're just like gone 100% because they're like, I think they're just this mindset. They're just above everybody, so they're just like, who the fuck is this country?
Because they're in Romania and they can't.
Aye, they live in Romania, mate.
That's what threw me off when you said this guy lives in Romania, and I was like, fuck, this is wild. Like, but I have
what
seen
is he
that
doing in Romania?
I know.
He said it's because they have lax laws on like consent and that. He actually said that in a video.
What? I never knew that.
Mate, what a piece of shit that cunt is.
Cobra Tate.
Slagging healer.
Mate, honestly, it's fucking insane. But Cobra Tate, fucking, tell you what, he sounds a bit sick, but he's been on your TikTok, so fucking, if you're viral, you're fucking golden, baby. So next thing from the Patreon is for Shaw Rooney. It says the young team scene back in the day, and if you think it's coming back again. Do you know what's happened now, mate? I believe back in the day, it was like, see when I went into the first year, so that would have been 2009, 2008 or something, when I went into first year, like, there was young teams, mate, like, proper, and it was serious, you know what I mean? It was, like, people getting bottled, stabbed and all that, but what's happened is now, right, like, I think the big music in amongst that age group back then was, like, PC DJs, fucking falling faster every day, you know, all this stuff, but now, it's like, there's still wee guys going out and fighting and stabbing each other and bottling people and all that, but they're all listening to drill now, and they're all wearing mad balaclavas. It's not that they're doing different things, it's like they're still doing the same thing, but the way what they wear and how they carry themselves and the sort of shit they say, like talking like people from like London and that, do you know what I mean?
So do you think the mad, right, because I heavy miss this, it's still areas, because that's what it's like in London, I know, but I heavy miss this, right? See, like, I was sitting in Barbles, like, this was a wee while ago, actually. I've been thinking this for a couple of years now, genuinely, but I was sitting in the Barbles, like, on Duke Street, right? And walking by the window was a mad cunt wearing, like, a full light blue Lacoste trackie, and it had big gold chains and an Aki hat, but, like, do you know how, like, that could look like, kind of, like, a mad fashionable person could wear that and make it look pure chic? This cunt was like, had a big scar up there and all that, and his pal that he was with was wearing like Pradas and like jeans, maybe he was dressing up a bit, but then like, just know how that pure like proper Ned, like that's pure, like, I don't think that'll ever be a thing anymore. Like, no even like, because I've got Lacoste trackies, but they're all black, and that's no that like hangway, but like, see, like the pure all white with like big orange and blue and red bits on them, and
they always made them. This is like how you could spot a mad bam, right? Because the Lacoste trackie they would have would be the most horrible colour. Like, there was one I remember, like, and it was just pure orange as fuck. Like, it was, see, like, the uglier colour the jacket was, the less you want to, like, fuck with that cunt, to be honest.
They had different coloured trousers and that.
Even matching in that. Stay away for that guy. But see if it's a wee baby blue hanging that, like, could be an alright guy.
Like, dark green one. I had one like that.
But I don't think that's ever coming back anymore. So no, that's what was. Like, so see, if you're talking about a young team, are you talking about like mad cunt shouting their postcodes and that?
I mean? I'm talking like, this is where I'm fae fucking, no, I mean, this, we're going, right, we're getting into your scheme tomorrow and go for a box, not we'll meet you at the bridge, all that.
But even, like, obviously it's got a lot less since, like, see, even when we were wee guys, see, when we were in first year and that, it was worse, like, 5-10 years before that. But so it's been getting, like, less bad, all the scratting and, like, young team shit and that. But see, even up to I was, like, 18, I would be in gaffs and it would be, like, full young teams charging into the gaffs and that, Easterhouse and shit.
Mate, listen to this, right? So, we were in Pages one night, right? We were in Pages getting on it and that. We were only about 19 or something, right? We were in Pages, right? Fucking all sorts of cunts. It was mad. And then, no, like, all sorts as if, like, the gaff is pure that mad overflow, mate. But just Hunters is just having a good time. And these three cunts just came in the door and they were like, ah, what? Like, how is happening and all that, and it was just mad older bams for like where Pages dies. How is happening, fuck shit? And like Pages like, what the fuck are you doing in here? Know what I mean? But they're nuts, these cunts, right? And they're like, ah, you don't fucking have a party in this scheme without us being invited. They were like, basically, we're invited. This is our scheme. Like, you don't have a party here, and we can't come into it. Aye. And then like, I think they end up fighting and all that. But
that gives me
that mindset, man. Is
Bell's Hill captain vibes.
Mate,
I know we say that a lot, mate. But he's anybody the with that much confidence, like.
It's a confidence that's like
arrogant.
It's not even it's just, I don't even know where it is, man.
Power.
Aye, mate. I'm like, this door should be open at all times for me to just come in because I stay near here.
Aye, but I feel like these cunts knew. These cunts knew are like that whole era, right? Like that bam, like proper young teams in schemes, nuts. Like I feel like that. All the people that have that mindset are now like late, getting to like mid, late 30s. Right. They're all either in the jail, fucking deed, like junkies, like whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Work.
Aye, exactly. So, aye. And
like,
my work.
You sometimes meet cunts. No, I was just thinking there, like, there's cunts in my work, and you sometimes meet them, and they just like, they cut part of my van up. You're like, you know, and like talking about, like, I'm like, oh, aye, so we all went out for a booze all day. It was like me, two of my pals, like my bud, her pals, and that, and you're like, but do you know, fucking, like, do you know what I mean? Like, they still expect, they're going to see, like, we used to just get an ounce of gear and sit in a gaff and wait for the first cunts to, like, just mad, just, like, a mad,
just a mad
mindset.
Vicious mindset, man. Just chill out, mate, enjoy yourself.
Have fun.
Take mushrooms. Love your friends.
No, don't take mushrooms, don't take drugs.
Fuck that shit.
Liam Thomas has asked, Dream Music Festival lineup.
This is a weird one for me, right? Yeah. Because, like, I've went through a lot of different, not like a lot of different phases, but what I listen to now compared to like what I was listening to in like towards the end of school and that is so different that I don't even, it would be the weirdest lineup ever.
It pure surprised me when I seen like, because obviously I know you only listen to things about Dipping Shanks and people and... what's all the things to say?
Oh, just it, but what it is, mate?
General stabbing.
Just anything about the man dem, really. the man dem, and sometimes the gal dem. Oh well.
But mate, I seen on your Facebook when I was looking for an old picture of you for something to do with the podcast. On your Facebook, I seen an album dedicated to like the Pixies, Arctic Monkeys. Aye. I was like, what?
I know.
Jim Morrison in that, mate. I was like, I couldn't imagine you sitting listening to The Doors, the new
mate. Mate, I think I like spray painted, like, I remember I spray painted a yellow, I bought yellow spray paint, like, see your t-shirt, see the mad Nirvana smiley face, I spray painted it on my wall, and it was a heavy mess, mate, it looked so bad.
Did you get a slap bottom after that one?
No, mate, no, like, my mom actually had a cane, mate, you know, no, my mom, I asked, because I was like, I wouldn't gonna just do that. I didn't think I can just really just do this. I knew I had to ask before it. No, I mean,
just but, a mad 14-year-old M really coming out of house.
What? It's my room. It's my room. I rate my room. No, even pilot. I'd bet a dig money at nothing. I rate just my room. Get out. No, I mean, maybe like
on the door, not.
Mate, honestly, but I did ask, but I think my motto it was gonna be. And it was like nearly the full size of my wall.
Aye, sounds cool.
It whipped me. It kind of was cool, but
even if it was fucked, crack den vibes in it.
But me, I used to be. I used to like Nirvana, the Pixies.
That's so weird to
just,
me, bro.
But
so would you have like so see,
such a different genre of music?
Right, no, talking about like if we take Liam's question right and say like this isn't it a day where like the crowd that would be there and that like know how you would go like
if I could just see witness one aye, myself.
So
maybe?
I would say like oh see the crowd at like an Oasis gig it would be amazing. So that would like aye, make me want to do it. But aye, just this is just for you to view at a music festival. What's your favourite things you'd like to see on stage?
This is the thing, I don't really rate like drilling that live. Like I don't think it's a live thing. Like, cause it's like, I don't know, maybe it is, I've never seen it live, but it's just like, see when you see videos of it, it's just like, the rappers walking about, like, I think all rap isn't a live thing. I think like bands are made for like live right, shit, instruments and shit, so, live instruments.
So do you want to do this, right? You get two big names for your like headliners and then two weird hang names, that's your festival lineup, because we're not doing a full like...
Right, but this is the thing like, aye, right, okay.
So go. So... I'd go for the two wee ones, I'd do Fontaines DC and they're like a punk band, they're good, they're from Ireland, I think they're from Dublin and they're heavy good. And then I would do for the other wee band, The Enemy, and then I would do for the big ones, I would do Kanye West and probably fucking, don't know, Kanye and the Strokes. That's mine done.
Fair dues, mate, I rate it. My two big ones would be Nirvana.
Nice one.
And Tyler the Creator. And then
Tyler the Creator would be class. I've never seen. I think he was at T when
mate, like, we were trying to go to like it's long.
Lollapalooza?
No, what's the Irish one? Long
I don't know, no.
It's either Latis or the Longitude, I don't know what one is, and I'd hear the Latin gonna rang. Cause it's like it's got to say I longitude first of all. I think it's Latitude. I don't even know mate.
It's Latitude stressing because it means
no. I want it to go up. It's going on. Remember, do you ever remember the mad cunt who like he was in Love Island and he done a video for a club and it's pure I'll be down at this club in Bristol. Aye. It's gonna go up.
Aye, it was a doctor, mate.
Fuck knows the other one, Yanko. And let me look at my Spotify, hold on, because I feel like I'm just missing.
Aye, mate, I've pure missed it. I would definitely want to see Kanye.
Skepta,
it'd be good.
Skepta, mate, that's like
I've seen Stormzy transmit, that was alright, but he's no
Stormzy. Is that, let me put this out, that I was a show, brother. This is like, see if you like, this is how I know if I like somebody, right? Say like Skepta or Stormzy. See if they say Stormzy, there's probably not a good chance we're going to go home with each other. Scott, look, this is the thing, right? I'm all for like people doing good, like getting a big stage and then doing well for the community and bringing out this and that. I don't want to listen to that shit, mate. That's the way I listen to like rap music. I want to hear Big L spit. Like, put I want to on. Hear nastiness, yeah. Mate. I don't know. Like, see if I want to hear like nice stuff, I'll fucking.
Right.
Go.
Aye, no, I know what you mean, but I do like, see when you see shit, it's kind of similar to like Marcus Rashford and that. See when you see like Dave doing mad shit and you're like, he's pure, I like that, mate.
I just think I'm not a nice person, that Black Life thing was amazing, bro. Marcus Rashford, aye, 100%, but I'm talking rap,
no,
when you're making
saying,
music.
I'm Dave, now when he done that thing at the Brits, that tune Black, have you seen
this
that,
is all, no, unreal. That's different, I think.
Aye.
Stormzy just feels dead cheesy to me, but
aye,
Dave's cool, Stormzy's like a big...
See another thing about Stormzy, but like you get cunts that like, go the pure other way and go like... That cunt's the worst ever, but you can go that. He's like, all right.
No, he's
you know
good
what
at what he does.
There's
I just
never,
don't
there's
like
never,
it.
Like in the
know.
Middle. Do you know what I mean? Because I wouldn't like put on his tunes on Spotify, aye. But I don't think he's like. I wouldn't if he came to the radio. Pure, oh, turn that off. Know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not. I'm a bit like that. Really,
it's like polarizing, isn't it?
He just. He's so like. He's like. I just hate mad PG rapper.
I heavy know what you
like,
mean.
Just
heavy
mad, like Lil Dicky and all that.
Like Will Smith coming out.
Lil Dicky's heavy talented. To be fair,
he's kind of like the Ed Sheeran rap or something.
Aye. It's just too. It's too much. It's too
he's
like. It's too pure.
That,
the BBC's personality, like, oh, that's bullshit, mate. I don't
he's
want that. I want the people.
That.
I want to be checking. I want to be checking when my favourite artists are coming out of jail, mate. That's what I need to do. Yeah, mate. Yanko came out the jail. Done a plugged in. And then when it came out, the comments were like, free up my guy Yanko. He got the jail by the time the video came out. He got put back in right away.
That's good, mate. I like. I was just thinking about like.
Stormzy there, and I'm saying, like, see, did you remember them? I had beef with Chipmunk, and like every tune Chipmunk brought out against them, just pure rinsed them, man. Mate, and he just didn't
you
say
don't him. Want to, like, Chipmunk is like, mate, this is the thing about Chipmunk. He brought it. I seen another thing about him, and he was like, he was fucking hanging, going for Dave. Going for Stormzy.
Because that indirects on your song, right? It was because of that Clash tune.
Aye.
Mate. See that tune, right? So just to let everybody know, if you don't know, right? So the tune Clash by Stormzy, you'll know it's the Jordan 4s, the Jordan 1s, Rolex's Good Morning one. There's a bit on that Stormzy like slags Chipmunk, and he says like, oh, we just wear all black and a blending one, because they went to his gaff, and like,
aye, wait, man,
and
man.
It was like on his birthday, aye. So he's like went round after his birthday and wished him a happy belated one, right? See, like 8 hours later, Stormzy brought out Clash ? And it's like so much better, and it's like pure slagging name for talk about watches and that, and slagging Dave, slagging like
no Storm, Chipmunk,
sorry, eight hours later, Chipmunk brought out like the same name of the song with a question mark, like pure directly to them.
Mate,
like
Chipmunk is like, but this is the thing about Chipmunk, right? That video appeared on my thing, like this was like recent. He doesn't even like, he brings out his tunes and that, but it's like he just waits for like months and he's like, who can I fuck? It's like he's built for that. Like, you don't want to do that. Yeah. I remember the first time I took acid. I remember we were watching towards the end, it like it was starting to wear off, but now that way you're like, oh, it's wearing off, but it's no really. Aye, it's just like doing a level, and you still got another 4 hours probably before it's even starting to really wear
just
off.
Stop peeing.
Aye, so we were just sitting at the end of it and just sitting, and then I was watching it, and it was like Chipmunk and Bugsy Malone going back and forth. And it was just like, it was insane, mate. It's as if he's just, that's the way his brain works.
Yeah, he's like built different kind of thing.
Built different.
Because that's what his lyrics are, all like, oh, you don't want to, like, I don't run out of bars, not.
Aye, mate, Chipmunk's a man. Aye, so let's, another, Justin. Aye, so Justin says he's seen Jamie calling it a mix up on Twitter. It's a mixture, bro, a 50p mixture, I would say.
Mate, you're a mad gimp, man. Mixture? Justin's a gimp, I know. Right. Knocking on Justin Cheers for right, no, because I seen this earlier on, right, and I just want to say, right, and Ross Dalton said, right, cheers or use
Ross Dalton's talking about the UFC, man, no, get out of his case.
No, he said it's a picking mix, even if you don't pick. A picking mix is a different thing, mate.
Picking mix is when there's like a big war and you need to go and fill a bag up and wear
it. It's all pink and it's like the pictures and that.
But like you would go to like the van
and get a wee white bag.
No, wait, I'm the van.
Right.
And then what I'll do is, once I've stopped being the van, I'll become the guy in the van, right?
Did we say this question?
Aye, it's, he said, it's, that's what he said.
Because I tweeted about it, I was wondering how he even knew.
I'm the van, right? I'm the van, mate, no.
I'm making the noise for you.
I'm doing the noise.
But yeah, the guy, the well, see when the van's coming, do you sit and go,
you probably do.
No, but this van, no, the van's just pulling up, mate. We've stopped playing the noise now, right?
The noise is done.
All right, mate.
Hiya. I have 50 pence here. Mm-hmm. Can I have a mix up?
That's the engine of the.
Oh, thing. That's good. What? I can't hear you for this engine.
I have a 50 pence piece. Can I have a mix up?
You mean a 50 pence mixture?
No, mate, that sounds like my granny would say that, mate. A mixture.
Well, see,
oh, it's a mixture of sweeties. Like, oh, you've got to go and get yourself a mix-up? It's a 50p mix-up, mate.
It's a mixture of sweets, bro.
That's a word, though.
Mix up's
the brand name, mate. Mix up's like Hoover, and you're saying vacuum cleaner, mate.
Mixtures appear just a
wolf. Well,
can I get a mixture? A mixture of what, you wee creep? Get out. You're looking for the paint aisle and
people
B&Q.
Just know. People, you don't need to say a mixture of this, a mixture of that.
Let's do a poll here.
Just a mixture of items, mate. Just anything. Pencil.
Aye.
Sharpener.
Aye, that's not that.
Bottle of water.
Oh. Getting about my mix now. Anything else?
A deed dug. for my pal Jamie Kelly.
Needs to be shaved. So I did post that on Twitter. Didn't even think. Do you know how, that's what I was about to say? So yeah, do you know how, like, when you're tweeting something, sometimes you'll go, odd, like, do people say that? Or, like, you'd, like, think about changing something? Like, maybe I've typed in mixture. And then done on, obviously, mix up.
Aye.
And that never even happened to me. I tweeted that and thought, nobody can have a problem with this tweet. No, well, I mean,
here, tell us in the comments, what do you say? Mixture, aye, mix up, what is it? Tell us.
Oh, 50p mix up, so
mixture.
Much
I would say mixture.
Maybe we're, maybe like we were taught the same thing and it's just like Chinese whispers.
Here, I think that's what happens, because mixture, mix up, yeah, it sounds very similar. So I think it's like, what would we say? We were saying something else in the podcast. No, it was zebra.
Aye,
it's
aye.
Like, I don't really, I think I just go between them. No, that's the literal same word, actually.
Aye, but there's name. That's the same word,
it's the same thing. It's like mixture and mix up two different
ones. I know what you mean, but there's no rule book to this, know what I mean? I'm just like,
this is just, well, agree to disagree. That's why Elon bought Twitter. Free speech.
Aye.
But free
speech. I'm letting you censored. Imagine this full podcast, you were just censored. You're going beep beep beep.
Robbie Aniello. Oh my god, beautiful. Whoa, name. Robbie Aniello.
I'm gonna get a spelling up here.
Robbie Aniello.
That's weird because it's like Robert.
And Robert. Then. Oh, you should have wrote Robert. Roberto. Roberto Aniello. Wants to know. You got tickets for the Roma game, bro? no, he says I have to take a look at grandads_grub on TikTok. So can you try and find Grandad's? Grandad_grub, he said, food looks banging.
Boiling water, loads of salt and butter.
This might be this guy's last meal, by the way.
Every meal's like the last, isn't it?
And a night with a brown sauce.
Brown sauce. This is you, Evan, don't lie. That's the voice you'd come up with.
This is my burner account, man.
All these are songs.
He's not quite Jimmy Stewart, but
no, that guy's.
He's not quite Jimmy Stewart. Search Jimmy Stewart. Try and
that
get a video on Coop.
Amazing, mate. Try and get the chick.
Just aye, Jimmy Stewart.
Try and get, if you kind of get this, it's like a quail getting cooked in a Pringles can. So this is Jimmy Stewart. This is Jimmy Stewart troops.
No.
So he's catching magpies.
No, mate.
He stripped them, right?
No, bro. I didn't even, like, see this.
Right, so he's putting packets of rice in the kettle. That's, like... Right, and then he's shoving hair tongs up the magpie's arse. So he's two for joy.
He's got two on it now. He's doubled up.
Aye, and he's putting it in a Pringles can.
Is that what, a pigeon?
I'm seeing too many dead birds at the moment.
Right, look. Right, and then he's... taking it off the bone onto his rice, look.
Why's he got sunglasses on?
Look, there's a mad thing there, look.
Oh, that's a claw, mate. That's a claw on the back.
And then he's poured curry sauce over it. And he's pure sucking the bones dry, bro.
Here.
I don't think he's actually done that.
No, he hung up. I don't know.
He's not stripped a magpie.
Mate, that was a claw on the back.
Yeah. Near the end, no.
He cunts TikTok. Here. I've got an announcement to make, right?
Right.
Lee Sutherland is now not my favourite TikToker. He's been demoted.
Is he falling off or has somebody rose the ranks?
No, so much falling off. Lee does what Lee does, you know. Lee's out there patrolling.
Plus ratio,
double it, take this L. you know how it goes. But my new favourite TikToker is a man named John Peters. John Peters 7171. Now, this man, so he's got a video that made everybody recognise who he was. Have I got it?
Aye.
Aye, I'll get it. So John Peters, mate, you've seen John Peters, haven't you?
That's what I was talking about, the ears.
Aye.
That's the guy I was talking about.
Mate, aye, and everybody comments Dobby on his thing. Well, Dobby.
I don't
like
the comments.
Where's Dobby? Oh, aye, the man.
Dobby.
No.
The wee wizard cunt, aye.
Aye. No, but this is a thing, like, I'm not actually slack. He's very, he's quite wholesome, John, but, aye, that guy, get that one. Like, wait, you see this, Jamie.
Oh, I've spoke to him.
It's been a while since I watched a fucking porn movie. I don't know the stars anymore. Just a lovely one, with big fucking juicy panties, nice tits, and gorgeous looking. A fuck like a rabbit, you know what I mean?
Look,
juicy fatties. So
there's a mad bot.
That's the viral one. So, pause it now, right? So if you're listening to this audio, there's a mad bot that's like commented on one of these videos, like, see my profile video on YouTube, check my profile. It's obviously 100% fake, right? This is John's reply.
I would love to see your private videos, Jimmy. YouTube link, please. Thank you very much. You're a lovely living
life. All the comments are like, target audience reached.
Target audience
reached. I made a whole video about that.
Did you know, get him to say happy birthday to me?
I messaged him saying, can you get... mate, you were 19. Isn't Jamie's 19? I got him a shout out after John Peters for Jamie's 19th birthday.
The other day, mate.
But this is before he had like any followers. Like I was like,
mate, I went only had 800 followers.
Mate, I'm like a TikTok scout, mate.
Yeah.
I could be a TikTok agent. Mm-hmm. Mate, I could get him brand deals. Mate, I could get him collabing with Cow the Dragon in 10 minutes.
While he's at 700 followers, can you boost somebody like that to?
Mate, I can take them to the moon. They could write. Hold on. I'm coming out of John Peters' house, right?
No, wait.
You'll be John Peters.
I'll be John Peters, right?
Anyway, there. I'd come in with this is a blank piece of paper, though.
Right.
Who the fuck's that?
Come in!
John Peters.
Who are you?
Evan Riley, TikTok agent. Nice to meet you.
Mate. So, do you TikTok?
I know, John.
I'm on that.
What it is, John, yeah. I am a TikTok scout. What I do is, with people like yourself, John, I scour TikTok all day long.
Right.
And I see potential in you, John.
Huh?
Now,
I've got 700 followers.
That's great going, John, but we want to get you way up there, yeah?
Aye.
Uh-huh. We want to get you up there.
What can you do for me?
What I want you to do, John, right? I've got a piece of fucking paper in my pocket, yeah? You write a fucking number in that, yeah? Any number you want, and I'll get you that amount of followers.
Is that doable?
John, you've wrote 54. You've already got 700.
Aye, mail.
754. We'll have it done by next week. Sign the contract.
That's the funniest thing ever.
Mate, John Peters. John Peters is the man. But hey, look, troops, why don't we do the giveaway?
Oh, fuck.
We need to do the giveaway. One of you lucky people is going to win two tickets to the
Fly
Open. Yeah, man, it's gonna be insane.
We guessed Ewan McVicker's gonna be there.
Ewan McVicker's playing, yep. Ewan McVicker's playing a lot of big artists, a lot of worldwide artists. So let's see what the name is, right, Joe? Joe, do you want to read it?
Aye.
Joey G's reading the name.
Without a cup, we get John McKinney there.
John McKinney.
Jordan McKinney. You're after an outing, mate.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Stewart. You want two tickets to flying, mate?
What is it?
Jordan McKinney.
Jordan McKinney. What's that boy?
Can I see it?
That's it.
Jordan McKinney. You've won, mate.
You've won.
Jordan McKinney. You've won two tickets to Fly Open Air. So Jordan, congrats, mate. You're going to Fly Open Air, baby. Can see Ewan McVicker, some other DJs, yeah? Mate, what a lineup. It's some lineup, to be fair.
No, that'll be a good
night. It'll be good, man. So, you are getting two tickets.
You'll be getting a wee email for me. So.
You'll be getting a wee email. Joe will sort that out.
You'll be getting whisked away to you in no time, brother.
Those tickets will be sent out to you. Oh, I've got a shout out to do as well, actually, for a fan of the show, Onny Stag, dude. Can I get a shout out for my man, B Mac?
Woo!
B Mac.
Big B Mac.
B Mac, obviously.
Mac B Water.
Aye, the opposite, the evil twin of Mac B Water.
Big Mac, no burger. Oh, man.
Big Mac, no bun.
Big Mac, no bun, old man, but no burger, no edges, no hedges.
Shout out, Big Mac.
So they're on his stag do they now? I think they're in Benidorm at the moment, actually.
Dunbenny, bro.
We're off to the El Clasico of stag and hen parties, Las Benidormias.
Oh, beautiful.
So hope you're having a belter. That was your pal David Miller, a.k.a. Maldo. They got you that shout out there, mate. So I hope you're having a belt on, mate. Hold on, he said something. He said, look, he's a handsome and horny guy. That's what I've heard, mate.
Aye.
Like all the best are. So, B-Mac and Sarah. That's who's getting
shout out to
getting
troops.
Hitched, as they say. So yeah, shout out to all the troops from Ramage's Bar. Aye. As well, whatever that is.
Shout out to everybody that's getting married, I know.
Shout out to all the people alive and married and are not married
and love and divorced about the world
and divorced, man.
Right, so I was wanting to mention something, mate. My a big group of my pals do something like every year, right? So my pal Ross McNamee, he's been on other podcasts and stuff talking about this. It raises so much money every year for Alzheimer's Scotland, right? They like walk the West Highland Way and then climb Ben Nevis. Like, they've done that last year. Like, insane shit, bro.
Like back to back?
After walking West Highland Way, which takes like 5 days, 100-odd miles to climb Ben Nevis, mate. And it's just a group of boys all wearing tin tens, not that.
But, that's insane, man.
I know, mate. But they do amazing work for Alzheimer's UK. So they're wanting to get to... They're trying to get $100,000 raised in 3 years, mate, and they're no far off it. So,
and what are they at the nude, do you know?
I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure. Last year alone, they raised about $40,000, mate.
Fucking
which
hell.
Which is insane, man. So,
that's class.
The Just Giving will be doing in the description. So, this year, they're going to do the West Highland Way again, but this time they're doing the Bekele Etive Moor in the middle of the West Highland Way, mate, walking for like 3 days, then doing this mad fucking.
Are they going to? Is it like thing. I imagine this? The new, like, if it's in the middle, they're going to like walk off, have to do a mountain, then do the other half. Fucking hell,
which is madness. No, like you can stay in hotels not along the way, I think, for the West Highland Way, but they just stay in tents, not mate. So it's like my pal Ross McNamee, who like it's because he's wee mammy's got Alzheimer's, and she's the pure loveliest woman ever. Like, because I used to know Ross when we were like kind of younger, like played football together and that. And they all do that for her. So this big group of boys that they're all in it together every year, mate, bashing it.
Go give your money trips.
Aye, just whatever you can spare is appreciated. Like,
no, whatever you can spare, get all.
Aye, every bit of your money. See that
selfish bastards. Aye. Look, you're waging that. I know you've got a mortgage.
What are you spending it on? Which clothes and food, mate. Embarrassing.
Right, let's get a picture.
What an embarrassing expense that is.
I know.
But aye, troops, if you could go down to the description and just as I say, just give what you can give to Ross and the troops this year for Alzheimer's Scotland, because it's an amazing thing to do every year.
Class, mate, well done. So troops, hope you enjoyed, man. As always, remember tomorrow the Patreon is out. Do not miss it. 2 videos coming in hot and hard.
Oh, mate.
Like Scott McClure was in that famous ad, baby. Scott McClure's coming in hard and hard. Mate, my pal just sent me that wee bit of that. He was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know, man.
And out of context, Riley's got
out of context. That's
going to happen one day.
That's got to be done. Somebody make that. Somebody please make that for us.
Well, do you want it?
I'm requesting
I'm going to do it, man.
We can't do it.
No, but I was thinking, I don't really want to be taken out of context. I say some mad shit, mate.
We're bad enough in context,
mate. We need to
put all the context.
We'll talk about shagging dogs earlier on, talk about eating them with fur on and that.
I don't know. Aye, no, don't highlight that part. hope you enjoyed, troops. Don't miss the Patreon. Get down below, you can get all the details. We're getting bonus deep fried, bonus content, uncut episodes.
And just a mad community, a good cunt.
Do you know what it's good for? It lets us be able to, like, actually, because, like, we can put Instagram stories up and ask stuff, but it's just no the same thing. It's much more intimate.
Aye.
And if you want to get intimate with me, Jamie, and Julie G, then you know where to go, baby.
Cheers, troops.
See you on our side.